falls back and stumbles into the crowd.
She's very still firm.
Okay. Can I use an action point?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I'm gonna try Gun Strands again.
Hold on. Do you have the magic staff?
Yeah.
So when you did a crit on this guy, you get to do an extra 1d6 damage.
Wait. I don't think I have a magic staff.
Who took the magic item from last week?
But it was magic armor.
Oh, it was armor. That's right. Okay, never mind then.
Okay, so I will use Begotten Strands on these two guys. 16. 13, 19. Okay. And that's plus 5 psychic damage. I mean 5 psychic damage. And you push the target up to 3 squares.
So that guy is now bloody, that one guy.
Yay!
As these waves of magical energy. But,
Barry, did you want to push this guy or did you want to leave
him? Yeah, I want
here?
To push the guy. 5, 3.
That's as far as he can go.
Push
okay, I'm going to hypnotize this guy to have him attack himself. So 13 versus Will
is exactly what you need.
Okay.
That sword looks like it tastes delicious. Ow! Ow, my mouth.
I'm assuming you want to use the long sword of this one.
Yes.
Do the math.
7 plus whatever his bonus is.
That?
14. He's going to miss by 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I just kind of swipe.
So then we've been using the same monsters for all the encounters, so I got to memorize now.
I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? Get away from me!
Protect us, bro!
Alright.
I may as well. I'll do the same thing. Hopefully the dice is a bit nicer this time.
Could've just magic missile the man.
This time he catches on a few tricks. No, I'm not looking in your eyes. No. Sorry. Alright, next up is Derek.
Oh, good. Get the hell out of here. Alright. I will use Dark Beckoning.
Sorry. I made my save.
I use Dark Beckoning on this guy.
I got my save as well.
10. You're good. Dark Beckoning on Mr. Bloody.
Alright.
Versus his will. A rock in 3 brings me to a grand total of 10 versus Will, which I know is not enough.
Oh, can I use my second wind?
Your next turn.
Speed 6 or 7? 6. I move over to that guy. Yeah. And then I'm going to use my action point. I'm going to erect my Globe of Darkness first. Then I'm going to attack him using the Taste of Life. So I need some temporary hit points. I've got a hit though. 10 versus Fortitude. They go hot and cold like you won't believe. Okay, so that's it for me. I'm done and I'm in the Globe of Darkness.
All right, Will, you're next.
How far does this globe extend?
That square plus 1.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, crap. You had to push him away, didn't you?
That's why I asked him if he wanted to push him away.
No, I can't. I run out of moves because I want to do. I have to stand up first.
You could always crawl,
or
stay prone, but remember,
why not?
If you're in bad shape, you could use your second wind as your action.
I'm going to use it with my action point.
You got the Warforged Resolve, right?
Crawl, right?
Do you have the power of Warforged Resolve?
I do.
It works better when you're bloody. But when... Anyway, do what you're gonna do. Crap, I keep forgetting to use this power where I get combat advantage and I get to do extra damage against him.
Okay.
Okay. Who's after Will?
After Will,
Monsters?
Going to be Monsters.
Oh, that cool. Oh, yeah. They are with you.
So, yeah, as a minor, I'll use one force to resolve. So, saving throw for the poison.
So, no, you still take the damage, but you just made the save, so that's a bonus.
Cool.
Just as they say, just right mid-sentence of saying this, all of a sudden, a big flash of light, and they're gone.
Then I will attack with my greatsword.
No, that's...
And I'm going to hit with my greatsword.
Nice.
Very good, sir, very good.
And does the, like...
It's a minus two because he's on the ground, but he gets a plus two for flanking, so it's a wash.
8 damage.
Alright. He's not down in it yet, but...
He explodes! Boom. Burst one. You guys both take some damage.
Alright, do you want to hang out? Are you all done?
You can tell the fight that we're always going that way. It's like, they're coming. They're coming.
Yes.
Alright.
Are you still bloody? Did the Warforged resolve you real hit points or just temporary hit points?
Yeah, they both dropped.
Both, actually, because I was bloody.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to use my action point for a second wind.
Yeah, they both dropped.
Different than bloody. Yeah. Probably good at it.
Indeed it is.
Alright. It's the scout's turn. So they are going to take advantage of your state. Now that first guy waltzes up to you, laughing snugly as he figures you're easy to target rolling around on the ground. 22 versus AC.
Yep.
So it's 11 damage. You're also again going to take 3 ongoing poison damage. Save ends yet again. Now the next attack, the drow, he pulls out both of his swords and he's going for it. So the first one. So we're looking at 14 versus AC.
No chance.
And the second one is going to be 19 versus AC.
That'll hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
So that's 10 damage.
Cool. And negative 1.
He can shift.
He's blood. He's marked. If he shifts, he'll get it.
He won't shift.
He's unconscious now.
Oh, you're unconscious?
Oh, I am.
Okay, then he's not marked anymore. Shift away!
Oh, no. Next up is Galen.
Actually, no, wait. I had plus 2 to my defenses from second wind. So, wouldn't hit.
Did that miss you then? Alright. Rewind time.
Marked and still alive. Yep.
Crap, how much damage was that?
10.
That last one was 10 damage.
Yep.
Alright, so he misses then. Next up is Valen, who sees a drow. There's a cut. What's this?
He can't see me, I'm in the darkness.
He can see me. Holy shit, it's right. He can see you, yeah, okay.
Don't forget, he's got his burst. His ugly, ugly burst.
Alright. First up is less of powers, less bottom
tower to get inside. He is going to lay down his first pure thing to get everyone right.
Supposed to.
Yep. Oh, there we go.
So it gets all of us?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Except and it's difficult terrain.
At least in the first guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, damn it.
So this would be first.
We're rolling a D10.
14 versus reflex.
No.
Good.
Alright, Mr. Boo. Alright, 24 versus reflex. I rolled really good on your head.
24 versus reflex.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Alright, Mike, 11 versus reflex.
Miss.
And Barry, 11 versus reflex.
Miss.
You know, only one.
Oh, good.
It does a lot of damage, believe me.
Oh, good.
It's good that it missed everybody.
So you take
9 poison damage back to zero, and ongoing 5 poison damage, and you slow save ends both.
So that new effect would supersede the old effect.
That one was 3, so now it's still
5 ends slowed. But a corpse is slowed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I hear that's true, yes.
Yeah.
Now, first 2 within this square is like a kind of like a web substance on the ground. Now it is all difficult terrain within 2 squares of that yellow one.
Okay. Just for us. Bad guys are
Yeah, bad guys are able to be navigating there. They're used to these shenanigans.
Yep.
You hit him like in the head with such inertia that it actually nails into the wall.
Should you be healed, perhaps?
I'm at 0, so it'll be mine.
Okay, there you go. Healing surge plus 1.
Better outfit.
And I'm gonna. Oh, I was next to him. I'm gonna move into your. Oh, they can
You're not
see.
Gonna attack him?
I am. Yeah. Can they see through your
group? Nobody can see through but me. Okay. But they can do it themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. Alright, so anyway, I'm gonna try to attack this guy. 19 versus AC.
Oh, yes.
Gets him, okay, and then. I'm gonna use my lesser ringing weapon. Oh wait, yeah, okay, I hit it. So it's 3d8.
Oh, there's not many hit points left.
Oh, so maybe
bloody,
I shouldn't.
Right?
Oh.
Your call. I mean, I'd rather you did more than enough and drop them than not enough and have them make another 2 sword attack.
I guess, how much is he hanging on there? Does he look like a little breeze with
all He was bloodied and then he took a hit after he was bloodied.
Alright, maybe
still
I'll save him.
Probably hang on.
Because I have other effect, like bonuses I can give him since I've hit anyway, so
call.
Alright, come on. 6 damage.
6 damage, and he's still up.
Soft. And who wants bonus to defense or to attack? Anyone wants
I would have bonus to attack so I can pound that guy.
Okay, you have plus 2 bonus to attack, and if I move away, does he get an attack of opportunity?
Hold on a sec. Did you fall unconscious?
Yes.
So yeah, he'll get a free swing.
Aren't you at 0?
And I thought I healed you.
No, but the mark goes away as soon as he passes out. Even if he's awake again, he'll have to remark
But
him.
Don't you have to go to negative to be unconscious? Aren't you staggering at 0?
He was
Oh, is it?
All right, but if I shift, I'm not in your darkness then.
No.
I'd have to... Okay.
Correct.
You could risk an opportunity attack, but he does a d8 plus 6 if he hits. Is it worth it?
Well, they're going to attack me anyway.
There's a good chance of that.
Are you moving around next turn?
Hell no.
Okay.
I am staying in the dark.
Then I'm staying there with you, and I'm going to take...
Well, the dark's only going to last till the end of my turn, then it drops away.
Are you going to risk the opportunity?
No, I won't.
Actually,
I'll
shift. this is all difficult terrain. You can't shift anywhere.
Oh, okay. So I'm stuck there.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Anything else on Margaret?
I think that's everything I can do.
So this guy
shifts
it. You can't see. I guess no one can see it.
That's fine. You still have plus 10.
Well, I'm going after him. Don't kid yourself.
Barry, then me.
Okay, I will use Arc Lightning on these two guys.
Nice.
Let's do the bloody
guy. With the bloody guy.
Okay, so that's 1d6 plus 7 versus reflex. 10, 17.
That's a hit.
And 12, that's 19.
Good job.
1d6 plus 5.
Yeah, the bloody guy's toasted.
Thank
Did he have 1 hit point?
Oh, he had 4.
Plus 6. So he needed to roll 5 or 6, so.
So he took 11 damage.
11.
And that guy even hit yet?
What square is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's right next to you.
He's not quite well. Yeah. He has been hit once before. Alright.
Hi. You're done?
Can I use my second wind now?
No, it's a standard action.
No.
Unless you have any action point left.
You need blood to get some action.
Okay, No. That's it.
Okay. I'll use Charm of Misplaced Wrath on him. 16 versus Will.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he's dazed until the end of my next turn. I can slide him up to 4 squares, and then he attacks himself. So, do you want him away from you?
Yeah.
He can't attack you.
Actually, can you slide him 1, 2, 3, 4? Can you slide him near to me?
Yeah, if you can do that, that would be good.
And he's dazed?
He's dazed.
Oh, okay. This is going to be good.
Okay, and he attacks himself. 10 plus whatever his bonus is.
So
this.
Go ahead and roll me 1d8.
That's 6.
8 plus 6 is 14, plus another 2.
Right there. 6 plus 16 in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's really good.
Nicely done.
Okay, next up, then is Derek.
Shift in the corner here.
It's difficult terrain. You can't shift. Well, you can move.
I can move, yeah.
Okay. Go with what we know. Dark beckoning. Come into the darkness. Wait. This might still work.
Okay. This is versus Will, right?
16 versus Will.
Yes, sir.
So I get to pull him up to 3 squares, so I just pull him to 1 square. And I hit him for 10 points of damage.
That killed
him. Yes.
And I whisper to the group, he's dead. And I move.
Well, because we just see him disappear into the darkness.
Sounds of blood on the door.
But then you see the dark glow of your vampire friend is no longer where he was. But you can still see him.
I made a 18 stealth check. So that would have been to be quiet. No one would have been able to see me through the globe. So when if new guys come around the corner, you decide whether or not they have any idea that I'm there. And I'm done.
All right. Next up, Will.
Are you unconscious?
No, I'm unconscious.
You take your 5 poison.
That's true.
Now are you unconscious?
No.
Good thing I'm...
You better make this save.
He's... The caster there is 1 square behind the bars, right?
Correct.
He is.
There's really not much of anything I can do.
Do you have a second wind you can take?
No.
You
can't use a healing surge here on yourself, right? As a standard?
Second wind is the way to do that.
Yeah.
Bless you. You can always you can delay your turn. You have to take the poison damage now, which you have.
Yeah.
You can delay, and if somebody else does something, like I don't know, if someone has magic they can heal you with, potentially. Like I'm not sure what you're trying to accomplish, but it's always an option.
I can't heal
it. So probably no real advantage to delay. Now there's another draw somewhere over here, but you don't know that you've been unconscious. And I'm not about to shout it out to you because I'm trying to stay hidden.
There's another draw somewhere.
Well, you didn't say you looked down the hallway, you just said it went over there. Well, I know
you
don't
have anything
that way.
Yeah, I've got.
I mean, you could try and play dead by doing a stealth check. I would have something like that.
You could crawl into that room.
Shut the door.
What if
like a bitch? I'm the big Warforged fighter. Don't hit me. I'm going to hide in the room.
I've died like 3 times. Leave me alone.
Hey, you're a robot man. You can't really die.
It hurts my feelings when you say that.
You could crawl into there and ready in action.
All right.
You may want to stand up, because they get combat advantage against you if you're on the ground, and they do extra damage with the combat advantage.
I'm going to stand.
Get into the room.
Actually, I'm going to move up.
Get away from us.
And the wizard shows up here.
To move actions. One to stand, one to move.
Yep. So, saving throw.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Sorry, you're saving throw, but where were you?
It's like,
you were slowed. It's difficult terrain, so you can only move 1 square.
Oh, yeah,
it was poison and slowed.
Oh, shit.
So you can only move to here.
All right, fine, I'll move there. And yeah, saved against the poison. Is it separate to save against the slip?
No, it's one effect.
Cool.
All right, so at the end of your turn, the other drow does make his appearance.
He both up. He's taking him at a wizard. He sees a bloody predator over there and a wizard who doesn't look all that bad. He's like, oh, this one must be casting some serious spells. So Barry, 16 versus AC.
Miss.
However, it's about that time. Suddenly hear some commotion from you in this room.
I didn't lock myself into that room.
That would have been funny.
And this guy comes out.
I changed my mind.
With his rapier.
Of course he does.
15 versus AC is a miss, right?
Yes.
You are caught in it. You are blind.
All right. So, next turn, he's surveying the scene. He shakes his head, casts a cloud of darkness. So this whole area is just completely impossible to see. Next up is Martin.
All right. Can I go up to this? Well, wait, but this is all... I can still move up to him.
Yeah.
Alright. Can I actually move to here?
You'll draw an opportunity attack from that gun.
And you're in wedding.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I could, but yeah, no, I don't want to. Okay, I'm going to just try to attack him.
Marco!
18 versus AC.
Yep. It's enough to crunch him to death.
He's soft.
And anyone else want? Anyone else want bonus to defense?
So yeah.
Plus 10 to defense. And I think
that just lasts for one round.
No, until I use another.
All setting you your
foot. Mine's gone.
Yours is gone.
Yeah, okay.
Just because I would have stayed. I can't move or anything, otherwise I'd close that door, but.
You done?
You're good.
This day.
Until they never end.
I don't like this. I want to go back.
He's charging at you.
Awesome.
Leading with his long sword. That is 17 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah. So yeah, the first one penetrates.
13 damage.
Are you doing?
Okay.
Barry's next.
The terrifying thing is we closed one of the passageways.
These ones look a little out of breath, like they had to run around somewhere else.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Still would be worse if it came all the way up.
I will use Arc Lightning again on these two.
So roll it up for the scout that just appeared.
I have plus one to hit, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's plus 7 versus reflex.
Yep.
That is actually a hit.
16.
Oh, man.
Yep. I hit. And that's a 1d6.
This guy's going to be dead.
Yep.
5. Plus 5, 7.
7 damage? Yes. He looks around and he's like, yeah. Toasted. We're just,
oh my god, you killed Kenny!
Hypnotism. So he attacks himself at 10 plus whatever his bonus is.
That's absolutely a hit, good sir.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll 1d8 plus 6.
9.
Very good. Next up, Derek.
Alright.
Delay. You can delay? Will.
Do something while you're alive.
Actually, no, you're here.
I was going to suggest nail the door shut.
No, no.
Actually, you're
looking out. So, move up to him. And I'm going to do Steel Serpent Strike. Or to try to, anyways. 13 plus 8 versus AC.
Yeah, that's good.
This came in the marginal. Oh, okay. Monsters don't have much drow, so I have to, like,
take 17 damage. Okay. And the target is
17.
Slow. Yeah.
Holy crap, I think that actually kills him. Yes. Oh, wait, no, sorry, it doesn't.
And
he's white blood, though.
Target is slowed and cannot shift until the end of my next turn.
Alrighty. Alright, so that's the end of your turn?
It is.
Did you want to jump in there or no?
No, I'm going to go after the murder.
Alright, so the cloud of darkness drops and there's nothing there.
Yeah,
your little drow friend is nowhere to be seen.
Well, you can attack first.
Oh, because I might get up and then we'll see.
Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. It's actually this guy's turn. I just completely skipped over his turn.
Oh, okay.
Please come up with the radius. He's gonna go attack.
I have a suggestion.
Because
I can make a suggestion and tell them to go a certain direction.
Second, 16.
I think a suggestion is just a skill check. It's not likely they do that in combat.
It's not like a hypnotism.
Alright, well, this is try out this guy. Yeah.
It's like
11 damage.
He's dead.
Dead?
His head just explodes.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna, I guess,
nail the door shut.
Wait, where was here?
Yep.
Do you still need that square or you don't care? In that case, I'm gonna. Where was it here? Over there.
So you guys are on the new guard for a little bit, but after a little bit of time, you notice that the sticky web out on the floor fades away into nothingness, and you're pretty sure that you've beaten out the rest of the
dragon. Nor do they have coming.
So anyway.
Yay, we didn't get killed this week.
Did not die. Now, you're in the same hall. And the portcullis is down here. What do you guys want to do now?
How do we get through the portcullis?
I think we get Mr. Warforged to lift it.
Yeah, when you examine it, it's pretty it's stuck down there. There doesn't appear to be any levers to raise it, so you can try a strength
check. Well, maybe we should examine this room first. See if it leads anywhere.
Oh yeah, there were secret passageways, right?
Yeah, they kept coming out of that room.
Yeah, like the secret passageways are like the ones that came through. You can see where they came from. This room, and they also came from the stairs.
Hey.
Should we go check out the passageways if there's a layer?
Yeah, I imagine we would have done that first and then realized there were none coming.
Yeah. So when you poke around the passageways, you realize there's these small little like spider tunnels like loop around the main tunnel here, and they all seem to connect with each other. But when you follow them through to the other end, it actually brings it right on the other side.
So we go over there.
Indeed. So you didn't do any kind of strength check. So you get on to the other side. You make your way down a little further. You're following the footsteps that lead down further, but there's a little offshoot that leads off into this one area where there's no footprints that go in. Being as deep down as there, you try and look for a spot to secure yourselves for a little bit of a rest. You end up coming to a deserted chamber, which you figure can be easily secured. Now, the lack of tracks in the rebel's true passage that suggests that you are well away from the drowning of patrols. It looks to be as good a set as you need to rest up to restore yourselves after the challenges that you have faced. Perhaps the memory of Hera and Theranel will push you on tomorrow, but otherwise, searching the end of the chamber, you came across a +1 magical weapon.
It sure would be good for the fighter to have a magic weapon.
Yeah.
You brush off the dust and it turns into exactly the kind of weapon that you wield.
A greatsword? What are the odds? I like it.
And that's sips of the chocolate.
Really? That's it? Because